Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I had prepared to preach a message to you tonight, but I feel like the Holy Ghost would have us to do something a little bit different. I want to flow in the Holy Ghost. If we may, I might just try to bring a little bit further understanding concerning what just happened in this place. You know, God is so good. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is so good that He doesn't necessarily require that we understand what is happening in order for it to happen. We don't have to know exactly how the victory is taking place in order for the victory to take place. There was victory that took place in this house tonight. Glory, hallelujah. I want to just bring to your attention what happens when we praise the Lord. You can remain standing or you can be seated if you'd like. But I want to bring to your attention what happens when we praise the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. The power of our praise is not in our emotion. It's not in our emotion. We will get emotional, but the power of our praise is not in our emotion. The power of our praise is in the truth we say about the Lord. When you begin to declare the truth of God, you are lifting Him higher. When the Apostle Paul taught us how to wage a spiritual war, he said that we don't wrestle against flesh and blood, but we wrestle against spiritual wickedness in high places. He said that we cast down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. The high things of this world are exalting themselves against the knowledge of God. There are high things that have come to Sterling, Alaska, along with the saints, along with young people who are seeking victory and deliverance. High things have come with you to try to discourage you from reaching what God has in store for you. But we can have victory over the high things, because we are worshiping the Most High God. That's what we mean when we say He is high and lifted up. That's what we mean when we say, I lift your name on high. Condemnation is a high thing. Depression is a high thing. Lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, the pride of life, these are high things. Rebellion is a high thing. Bitterness is a high thing. Unforgiveness is a high thing. But I've decided to lift Jesus higher. These high things exalt themselves against the knowledge of God. Oh, hallelujah. So in order for us to wage war in the spirit, we remind ourselves about what we know of God. We renew our mind daily, and we refresh our knowledge in the knowledge of God. That's why we quote scripture. We don't just read it, we memorize it. We hide the word in our heart that we might not sin against the Lord. So we're going to refresh our knowledge of God right now. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runneth into it and is safe. Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God. They are brought down and fallen, but we are risen and stand upright. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When my enemies and my foes came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and they fell. Though war should rise against me, though an host should encamp against me, my heart will not fear. In this will I be confident. To everyone who has fear, let me refresh your knowledge of God. God has not given you the spirit of fear, but the spirit of love and of power and of a sound mind. For everyone who's doubting the word of God, let me refresh your knowledge of God. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, reproof, correction, instruction in righteousness. For everyone who's sick and depressed because of it, let me refresh your knowledge of God. By his stripes, we are healed. Come on, somebody, remember what you know about God. When you don't feel the victory, know God. Know him. I know. I don't just feel. I know in whom I have believed. Hallelujah. And am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed against that day. I don't just feel. I know my Redeemer liveth, and that he shall stand at the latter day. There are some things I know about God. And those are the things that this world tries to come against. High things, exalting themselves. And when you listen to music that's not of God, you're exalting those high things. When you're watching things that are not of God, you're exalting those high things. You are giving them pedestals in your life. And those high things are looking down on you like a hamster in a cage, watching you toil, watching you strive. But when you begin to praise the Lord of glory, hallelujah. Let me preach to you. We're going to talk a little bit about spiritual warfare, because that's what happened down here a little bit ago. You see, when I was baptized into the name of Jesus Christ, I was baptized into Jesus Christ. When I lift Jesus up, it's like an elevator. I push the button and the elevator goes up, but I'm in the elevator, so I go up with him. So when I say, Jesus, you are the most high God, he's going higher. He's going higher. But I'm in him. So he's taking me with him. Now who's on top? Now who's looking down on who? Depression has no hold on me because I'm with the Most High. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Woo! That's what happened. Somebody opened up their mouth and began to say, Lord, you are worthy. Lord, you are higher. And when you begin to praise God in the truth of his word, he began to trample your enemies under his feet. On the way here, we flew from St. Paul, Minnesota, over the northern top of North Dakota into Canada. And as we were coming in, or flying over, I should say, we hit severe turbulence. The pilot came on several times to warn us that we're hitting severe turbulence. It's going to get rocky. Everybody stay seated. Cabin service is suspended. Flight attendants, take your seat. It's going to get bad. We're going to try to find smooth air. We entered into that little area where the daylight was still abounding because of the summer solstice. I looked out the window, and I saw beneath us black clouds. And inside those black clouds were lightning bolts, and they were lighting up the sky beneath us. And we felt the rocking and the reeling of what was happening underneath us. I began to realize that's exactly what happens in the spirit. I do feel the turbulence, but there is no weapon formed against me. You've got to understand your position in the kingdom of God. You are in Christ. You are in Christ. And if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away. All things are become new. There is no condemnation to them which are in Christ. Hallelujah. Here's what I want us to do. Here's what I want us to do. I want us one more time in this house to lift Jesus higher. All across this building, listen, I want you to declare the truth of God. Open up your mouth and say, Jesus, your blood is greater than the battle that I'm fighting. Your name is greater than the depression that is coming against me. Jesus, your blood is greater. Your spirit is higher. Your word is superior. Come on, young people. Lay that addiction down. Lay that temptation down. Lay that condemnation down. Jesus, you are higher. Say it. Jesus, you are higher. Jesus, you are greater. Jesus, you are greater. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Listen. We're experiencing this right now, and it's wonderful. We're at camp meeting. We should be experiencing this. But the power that is here in this moment is the same power that will be with you when you are by yourself in the midnight hour, and principalities and powers team up against you. You need to have the same understanding in that moment that you have in this moment. His name is greater. His name has all power. I'm not speaking to you by the name of Jesus or with the name of Jesus, but I speak to you in the name of Jesus. I am in the name of Jesus as I preach to you right now. I want a young person right now who needs a touch from God. You came to this camp meeting needing deliverance. You came to this camp meeting needing victory, a breakthrough. Maybe you needed the Holy Ghost, deliverance from some addiction. Lift up your hand right now and begin to call upon the Lord. Do it right now in the name of Jesus. Go ahead. Now I want some young people. I want a prayer warrior. I want a prayer warrior whose faith is strong. I want you to walk over to them and lay your hand on their head. Young ladies with young ladies, young men with young men. Lay your hand on their head and say, in the name of Jesus Christ, I speak victory. I speak liberty. I speak the power of the Holy Ghost. Shikarabata yalalabosata.